Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. The Fan. WFAN.
The Red Sox are coming. The Red Sox are coming. And the Yankees only have themselves to blame. What's up? This is EJ Stewart on the Fan. EJ After Dark back on WFAN. Calling 888-808-1019. Happy Father's Day. We have so much to get to on this show, including the chickens coming home to roost for Mr. David Stearns and some of his offseason pitching decisions. Also, the plethora of excellent Knicks head coaching candidates at the disposal of the Knickerbockers and why people need to chill out. And a former Nick with an axe to grind and a small violin to play. Number to call in again, 888-808-1019. Let's get it. I tried to warn you. But now the one thing that could derail this Yankee season is now staring them right in the face. The Boston Red Sox have been a disappointing sideshow for most of the season. But the last thing you wanted to do was give a team with this kind of talent any kind of confidence. But after another rather lifeless, sloppy, overall lousy performance by the Yankees, Boston now has life. The Red Sox are here to stay, and they will be the Yankees' biggest problem moving forward during this regular season. And once again, it is the Yankees' own fault. 888-808-1019 is the number to call. You know, I am really blessed to be back on the Fan for a second consecutive week. And it's exciting that I'll be back here, same place, same time again next week. And the thing about doing radio shows is I'll just pull the curtain back a little bit here. When you do radio shows and it's a week-to-week kind of slot, one of the things that's exciting and one of the expectations you have as a host is you're going to have shows that are going to be wildly different from week to week. Given the news cycle that happens with sports, all the things that can happen from a seven-day span, you're expecting to be talking about one thing one week, and when you go into the next week, you're expecting to have an entirely different show, especially in a place like the great New York City. But that is not the case when I come to the stage here today. That is not at all what is happening. In fact, I feel like I should leave this station in the commercial break, head down to wherever the WFAN garbage disposal is, crumple through the papers that are there, see if I can find my notes from last week, because I can pretty much just do that same open from last week right now. Because it's the same show. It's the same thing that happened last week happens again this week. Yankees once again come in with this sorry approach to what I think are very important Red Sox games. And I'm sitting here feeling like I have deja vu. Subpar starting pitching. Aaron Boone's poor managing once again front and center. And a Red Sox team that will now come into Sunday feeling great about itself, just like it did last week. And if you only watched the Red Sox play against the Yankees this season, you would think this was a team that was 15 games over 500 and was competing for first place in the division. You would think that these teams are reversed. You would think it would be the Yankees that were the sideshow, clown show, that can't get their act together with the way they've played against the Red Sox. And that has not been the case. It has been the Red Sox who have looked like the first place team, the team that's 15 games above 500. But trust me, that team is not the team that they have been. It has been underachieving. It has been division in the locker room. It has been completely lackluster for the Boston Red Sox for the majority of this regular season. But make no mistake about it, this is not the kind of team the Yankees want to see playing up to their baseball cards. The Red Sox are a team with a true ace who showed himself in a brilliant performance on Friday. They have dynamic, high-end young talent that very well could be on the cusp of breaking out anytime soon. And you have superstars with championship pedigree. This is the kind of team you have to bury when you have the chance, which is exactly what I said last week. Which is why that stupid game they played last Saturday night with Boone pretending like it was a freaking spring training game and it didn't matter, why it annoyed me so much. Because now we come in a week later. Now it's a Red Sox team that's back to 500. Now it's a Red Sox team that has won six of his last seven games. Now it's a Red Sox team that's going to get Alex Bregman back. Now it's a Red Sox team that's looking at itself saying, wow, you know what? Only 7.5 back in this division. A long way to go. We have all the talent in the world, and we're showing that against what is, to most, the class in the entire American League. At least definitely in the American League East. If you want to say the Tigers are better, you definitely have that. The Tigers have the best record in the American League, obviously best record in baseball. But for us talent, this is the best team the Red Sox are going to face all year. And they're stuffing them in a locker. So now this team that's looked at this season has kind of been going, you know, fighting each other, fighting management, not seeing eye to eye. Now they're looking at this saying, you know what? It's okay that we threw away the first 80 games of the season. It doesn't even matter. Because here we are, we're only 7 back, and we've shown that even at our worst, we can still take these guys. And that's a really troubling sign for me, for the Yankees. And if you're a Yankee fan, I'd be very concerned again. 888-808-1019. I don't know where to begin from this S show that I watched last night. It's not the most important part or the most devastating part, I thought, of that lost last night, but it was, I think, the most disappointing. I mean, Carlos Rodon, man, we needed more from him, you know. And I'll be honest, I've been someone who has been critical of Carlos Rodon for his time here in New York. I think he's had a phenomenal season. He's impressed me so much with just how much he's improved from year to year, and he's starting to really look like the pitcher that, you know, has earned that big contract the Yankees gave him. And a game where the Yankees absolutely needed him to be dominant. I think what he did just didn't give him enough. I don't know. Like that, and that's the thing about Rodon, is as good as he's been, sometimes you still have the questions of whether or not you can actually truly trust him in the big spot. Red Sox got that emotional win last night. You know you want to win this game. You do not want to lose another series to the Red Sox. You definitely don't want to be staring down the barrel of a potential sweep against a team that, again, is starting to get red hot. You need more from Rodon there. So disappointment from him. Needed to be a lot better. I'm sure he'll be better during the later parts of the season, but that wasn't good. Then we can get to the bats. Don't show up for six innings. Nothing. Mind you, you're going up against Dobbins, who's been talking trash for the last I don't know how many weeks about your team and how he never wants to be a part of your team. Can't do nothing against him. Six innings of basically nothing from the Yankee offense completely. Then you got some offense finally. And then that's when Aaron Boone and his managing shows up, because I know we could point to Jason Dominguez and say, how do you make that kind of error? It is ridiculous and insane to not know the count at second base and you're thinking that is two strikes, it's terrible. But this is Aaron Boone's baseball. I'm sorry. Like, we're not at the point anymore where I can just continue to keep yelling at the individual who keeps making base running errors for the New York Yankees when I've seen 7 years of this. Why are Aaron Boone coached baseball teams so asleep and so poor running the base paths? It is mind-boggling to me.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This is a game that was still for the taking, despite all the stuff that happened through the first six innings. And then that disastrous a blunder on the base pass cost the Yankees a chance at more runs. We can get into why Cody Bellinger was on the bench up until the end of the game, where you're then trying to see if you can get him in the game, and it's too late. I mean, Aaron Boone did Aaron Boone stuff, but again, like I said, let me go back to that trash compactor that's downstairs somewhere, I don't know, in the basement of this building and find my notes, because I can go through all the issues I have with Aaron Boone. You heard that enough from me. But I do think we are looking at maybe a turning point in the season for the Yankees, and maybe not so much necessarily in terms of like how the Yankees will play moving forward this season. The Yankees, in my opinion, are the best team in the American League. I picked the Yankees to win the league. I picked the Yankees to go to the World Series. I think this is the best team in the American League. But as I felt coming into the season, as I felt in the offseason, when I saw the moves Boston made, I said, this team is trying to make a serious run at the Yankees for the first time in a little while. And now it looks like they have the talent to do it, and that would concern me. Yankees got off to a great start to the season. The Red Sox were floundering, so it looked like it may not have ever come to that. But the issue with that performance last night, and the issue with all of these performances against the Red Sox, has been the lack of urgency, lack of attention to detail, where now a team that, again, felt like it was kind of, I don't know how you could do this in June, but it felt like playing through the string. This Red Sox season just looked dead before these games against the Yankees, so much so that we were questioning whether or not Yankees-Red Sox was even a rivalry. And that is the thing about great rivalries, is teams will play up for these games. It's like the Yankees were listening to WFAN and hearing me, myself, and other folks on here saying that the Red Sox were no longer the Yankees' top rival. It's like they were hearing their own press clippings about how much they've dominated this rivalry in recent years because the Red Sox have been a meandering franchise. And they didn't come to these games with the right kind of approach, right kind of seriousness. And guess what? The Red Sox did. The Red Sox looked at these games as an opportunity to turn their season around, and now they have. So as we sit here on this glorious Father's Day, June 15th, 2025, at 2:13 a.m., I'm here to tell you the Red Sox are coming. The Red Sox are coming, and I think they're going to be a problem. And look, there's a long way to go. the Red Sox still got a long way to go in the standings. It's not like they're in second place. They're still in fourth, still behind Tampa, who beat the Mets yesterday, still behind Toronto as well. But again, they've won four in a row. They've now won six out of seven. A lot of buzz around this team now. Roman Anthony, who hasn't hit the ball well yet, but is now up. A lot of excitement for that kid. Garrett Crochet continues to look like an absolute stud. This is a problem now. We can no longer dismiss the Red Sox and say this is not a thing. And the problem I have with this and why it's so frustrating to me is it didn't have to be this way. Because the Yankees took the right approach last week. Maybe they went 2 out of 3 last week. If they take the right approach for these the first two games, maybe they're up 2-0 in this series. Because they should have won both of these games. And now I think you're going into a Father's Day afternoon game in Boston. Where I think Max Fried is pitching probably the most important game I think he has pitched as a Yankee. I know the Dodger game was important, and he did not pitch well, so maybe that's a bad sign. But that's a interleague game, you know, a World Series rematch. You think maybe a World Series preview also. But it's so much baseball. Who's to say the Dodgers will get there? Who's to say the Yankees will get there? We do know that the Red Sox and Yankees will play again, and they will be in the same division, and they will be factors for each other moving forward. So to me, I need to see Freed shut it down tomorrow. He needs to give you 6-7 innings of 1-run, 2-run ball. We got to see the lineups wake up. A Yankee sweep will be a disaster. A disaster for the Yankees. You cannot get swept by the Red Sox. Especially when knowing that they would then have the confidence of knowing that in a home series they beat Rodon and Max Fried back-to-back to sweep you guys. Can't happen.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.